Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Temple Institute has announced that they have the potential to have 4 red heifers in the near future. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to this broadcast table in a moment to give us all the details behind this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The information came out this week in Jerusalem that 5 cows are expecting, and the Temple Institute thinking the possibility is that one of these cows could give birth to a red heifer.
They've been working on this for some time now, but that is a significant breakthrough in Judaism. But the red heifer that was part of the temple ceremonies was certainly in ancient times a very important and central part of Judaism. They want to make it a central part of Judaism again. Not only have the cow, but have the temple mount and have a temple on the temple mount. These are big goals. There's a lot of obstacles in the way. There's over 1 billion Muslims that won't like the idea at all. And Temple Mount Institute leading the way to being ready at least for a new temple. And of course, we're talking about war, we're talking about conflicts. Who knows what could happen in the midst of those conflicts that could radically change the regional and world situation and make it indeed possible for Israel to go forward with such a project. So very interesting times indeed, Jimmy.
And you and I, both students of Bible prophecy, read the last chapter. They will have a temple up there on the Temple Mount, maybe not too far into the future.
Like I said, things can change so radically right now. We're definitely in times that you cannot predict what's going to happen in the next hour, let alone tomorrow or next month. These are biblically, prophetically important times, and it's time to pay attention.
David Dolan, with the details of the potential for the Temple Institute to have 4 red heifers in the very near future. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Temple Institute is a group of Orthodox Jewish men who are leading the way in preparations to build the next temple, the 3rd temple in Jerusalem. For 25 years, they have been training the priest who will operate the temple. They have all the garments for these priests. In fact, they have all the temple furniture, the table of showbread, the altar of incense, and even the menorah, the 7-branched candelabra. And they know exactly where the Ark of the Covenant is located. They even have the 4,000 harps that King David wanted to have played when the temple would stand in Jerusalem. The only thing they need is the ashes of the red heifer. That's why this announcement from the Temple Institute is so important. Numbers chapter 19 calls for a red heifer to be sacrificed and then reduced to ashes. The ashes will then be put in a stone pot, a pot for purification that has 27 gallons of water. This ashen water will then be used for purification of all the priests and the implements to be used in the temple. As I've just said, all the preparations have been made for the next temple in Jerusalem. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...